In 1859, English writer Charles Dickens published A Tale of Two Cities, a serialized page-turner set in London and Paris during the French Revolution. The protagonist is a French doctor called Manette, who, after spending nearly two decades in prison in Paris, is reunited with his lost daughter Lucy, who lives in London. The book begins with one of the most famous paragraphs in English literature.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way.
It is England 1775. Both French and English society are plagued by social ills. Lucy Manette believes she is an orphan, but discovers that her father, Dr. Manette, is alive in Paris. She travels there to find he had spent 18 years locked up in the Bastille, a notorious state prison. She takes him to England. Meanwhile, in a poor suburb of Paris, desperation is reaching its tipping point. In a foreboding scene, wine from Monsieur Defarge's shop spills onto the street, and peasants dive in to lick it up. They become stained blood red.
The wine was red wine, and had stained the ground of the narrow street in the suburb of Saint-Antoine in Paris, where it was spilt. It had stained many hands, too, and many faces, and many naked feet, and many wooden shoes. The hands of the man who sawed the wood left red marks on the billets, and the forehead of the woman who nursed her baby was stained with the stain of the old rag she wound about her head.
It is London 1780. French émigré Charles Darnay has been acquitted of treason against the British crown. Relieved, he travels to Paris to visit his uncle, the Marquis Saint-Evremond. Darnay is shocked when his uncle treats a peasant cruelly, justifying his actions with the following words.
Repression is the only lasting philosophy. The dark deference of fear and slavery, my friend, observed the Marquis, will keep the dogs obedient to the whip. As long as this roof, looking up to it, shuts out the sky.
Disgusted, Darnay renounces his identity and returns to England. That night, the Marquis is murdered. It is London a year on. Darnay has received permission to marry Lucy. Meanwhile, in Paris, Madame Dufarge sits in her husband's wine shop, knitting a secret registry of those who will be executed in the revolution. Her husband is proud of her skills.
Knitted in her own stitches and her own symbols, it will always be as plain to her as the sun. Confide in Madame Defarge. It would be easier for the weakest poltroon that lives to erase himself from existence than to erase one letter of his name or crimes from the knitted register of Madame Defarge.
It is Paris 1789. Peasants storm the Bastille, and the French Revolution is underway. While revolutionaries kill aristocrats in the streets, Madame Defarge continues to knit. It is Paris 1792, during a notoriously bloody period of the revolution. A man known to Darnay writes to him to beg for help. Darnay arrives in Paris, but is arrested there by revolutionaries. Lucy and Manette go there in the hope of saving him. At Darnay's trial, damning evidence leads to his being condemned to death for the crimes of his ancestors. However, Madame Defarge also plots to have Lucy and their daughter, Little Lucy, executed too. Can the Manettes escape in time, or will they all go to the guillotine? Written in brilliant yet sometimes difficult to follow Victorian prose, A Tale of Two Cities has been adapted for the screen many times. It has also inspired many productions, including Christopher Nolan's Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises.